You see, here you go again. Two old boys living in the past. I'm a modern man who lived in the modern day. Graham Kelly, what do you want tonight?
I want to agree with your oppo there. I mean, you're talking a load of rubbish. If you watch the 1953 Cup final, yeah, it's supposed to be the greatest game ever
played. Yeah, but
The Matthews Cup final.
Yeah.
You watch that through for 90 minutes. It seems like 5 hours.
You agree?
The quality of play, the heavy boots.
So did the 1966 World Cup, if you watch it, to be fair, right? There's not a lot going on. I've never disputed that. I'm not saying football was better years ago, but what I'm saying is it's not great now. It's not like, for the money involved in it, it has not gone through the roof and we say, wow, we're living through a breathless age of football. I'm not saying years ago, Graham, you could guarantee a great game. But there's somehow it's more offensive today to see two teams slapping away at each other when they're on 50 grand a week than what it was 20 years ago.
I agree with that. Now you've moved the ground slightly. No, I agree
with that.
That's
true.
You hadn't expressed that.
You are. The standard of individual skills, the skill at speed, the pace of the game.
It's very patchy. It's patchy.
Some of the defending at the top level is patchy when you compare it with the European countries. But the game, since the referees clamped down, and the clamped down on the tackle from behind, the game is approaching much more the spectacle of what it used to be.
Well, as I say, all I'm saying is it's grossly out of proportion, and teams like Chelsea, Man United are not entitled to turning dog after dog after dog, which they're doing these days.
Right, Graham is now getting out into the street and defending the game.
That's my point, Graham. I think it's like if they were a pop group, they're not entitled to bring out, you know, expect the public to keep buying their albums, and they're not very good. And there's too many, not very good games for the amount of money that these people are being paid. And that's it. I don't care how
much. Now you're suggesting the modern football is Phil Collins. That's your new plan.
Think about that. Anyway, Graham, sorry, go on. Graham, what do you think about that? That there's too many duff games for the amount of hype and money in football.
Well, look, it's because the higher standards of the player, the players are cancelling each other out.
No, I don't find that my view.
No, it's not true.
You just said that anybody will tell you where it's last.
No,
it's a policy in life.
If they were playing against Harry Cripps and the...
That's a dangerous move, Graham. If Harry Cripps had been earning £30,000 a week, I think people would have been on his bet too, and quite rightly.
He wouldn't have been any better.
It doesn't matter. He wasn't getting 30 grand a week.
It's the entertainment industry that amount of money.
Football is the entertainment industry.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's not doing a very good job at the minute.
Because it's not like being a pop group, is it? You can guarantee your performance in a pop group, pretty much. You go backstage, take a big line of coke, out you go, and you're brilliant. And people want to be brilliant.
You're talking about pop or football now?
Pop. You have to be brilliant. You have to be brilliant at football. Somebody's trying to run you down the whole time.
Look,
you have to play against Roy Keane.
But the whole argument for the modern game is purely people who work within the modern game defend it. I think most supporters say, yes, them would be very fine arguments, but why do I come out of game thinking, I'm sorry, none of them were worth 20 grand a week? It's a very basic argument. It's one that can't be won. But
you
it's
don't
a, it's
go
a
to games
valid.
People pay 20 grand a week.
I don't. I know. No. I certainly wouldn't go to games. But anyway, Graham.
I just wanted to get a word in between the arguments. I think you're an incurable romantic.
Yeah, and God bless you. Because otherwise you have people sitting around forgetting that football is romance. And that's a total... I agree with that.
But there's no point in looking backwards. You've got to look forward.
No, I don't look backwards. I've always put not an iota of strength behind my arguments. Never have done.
No.
But I enjoy it. I mean, I've always been a broadside, never a forum. That's always been my way, Graham. And I'm flattered you ring us up. Thank you. By the way, I think you read the Times this morning because I was told you disappeared to Wales with £3 million. Now, I don't want to joke about it, but that's what they rang me up and told me. I said, you're joking.
I read it this morning, yeah.
Absolutely true. They said, oh, yeah, Graham Kelly's disappeared with £3 million, and of course...
That's where I'm ringing from.
and you're not worried about the phone bill either.